John, just a few years ago, illegal immigration was really a hot topic in the United States and in North Carolina. Is this still a problem in our state?
The numbers of people coming in are going down, but that doesn't mean that the problems have decreased. The longer we don't solve this at a national level, the harder this issue is going to get, because we're beginning to get second and third generation people that are still have in their family undocumented people, which causes a myriad of other problems. And we also have young people that were brought here when they were 1 or 2 or 3 years old who can't go on to college. The difference, and this was a study that was done recently that said somebody graduated from college and lives a lifetime here has a net positive financial effect of about $8,000. But somebody that goes on to college has a net positive effect of about $198,000.
John Faison, you're with Centro Internacional de Rally, and you've teamed up with Bibles, Badges, and Businesses for Immigration Reform to put on this seminar. There's going to be a panel of experts who will explain how federal immigration law affects businesses, faith communities, and law enforcement. So describe for our listeners how the current immigration system affects law enforcement, for example.
People are afraid to report crimes because they're here without documentation. I spent some time with some law enforcement officers recently, and they were sharing how much time it takes their officers just to decide who the person is. If they had some type of documentation to suggest who they were, an officer could write up a ticket in 2 or 3 minutes instead of spending 2 hours taking them downtown and figuring out who they were and say, oh, okay, well, this person doesn't have a record. Now we need to let them go. But now that officer's been off the street for 2 hours. It also does affect our labor market because there are some unscrupulous players out there who are taking advantage of the fact that a person is not legal and are paying less money than they should be paying or less money than the market would require. They're taking advantage of people that are in the shadows.
And what's the impact on the faith community?
Well, the faith community gets left with the broken pieces many times. These people, they don't qualify for any means-tested benefits. When a husband or a wife gets deported and the other spouse is left with 2 or 3 children, or in some cases when both parents are deported and the children enter the foster system, how is that family going to be supported? This is where the broken families have to be dealt with.
What are you hoping people will get out of these community discussions?
Well, there are a lot, and I underscore a lot, of myths and misinformation about immigrants. One of the myths being immigrants don't pay taxes. Statistics suggest or tell us that they do. Somebody working, for instance, at McDonald's, whether they're legal or not, are having taxes deducted from their check. The truth of the matter is many of the jobs that they're taking aren't jobs that most of us want to do. For instance, we didn't go to college so we can become roofers on the top of a house. We want to open the discussion up to let people realize that it's not just an emotional issue, but it's an issue that's affecting us from all different sectors and how desperately we need immigration reform.